All of the months belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this month, Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this is His month. And this month of Ramadan, Allah Himself selected the name of this month. In other words, is a great attachment to this month. Allah Ta'ala's special select concern and connection is with this month. Obviously, if Allah Ta'ala has written a name or selected a name, then there must be hikmah and wisdom. There will be secrets behind that and knowledge behind that selection. Every single letter and word related to Ramadan, every letter of Ramadan, it represents the glory, the status, the greatness of this month. The first letter is Ra, Re in Urdu, or Ra, as we say. Then second is Mim. The third is Dad. The fourth is Alif. And the fifth letter is Noon. Noon. And you could put that together. Allah Ta'ala has collected those five letters together, Ramadan. And what is in this word, and how has Ramadan been formed and gathered together with the Ra? We have the Rada of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. With the Meem is the Muhabbat, the love of Allah. Obviously, if Allah Ta'ala gets, if you get the Rada of Allah, then you'll have the Muhabbat. If Allah is not happy, if He's not pleased with us, then how will we get the love? For example, if we do something, we say, oh, this is a good action. But what should that be based on? That is Allah Ta'ala getting pleased with this action or not? Whenever you do an action, you ask this. So this is the foundation of an action. That is Allah Ta'ala happy with what I'm doing or not? This action that I'm doing. Oh, you know the people, they praise. Other people, they liked it. And they were close to me and they liked it. But the most important is that what we consider today's criteria is of what I like the best or what other people, because nafs, our ego, it will always pull us towards wrong. And a person should never trust what he likes, what he thinks is best. Never make this the standard that you like it. Make one standard. Does Allah like it or does Allah not like it? That's the standard of life. And that's where all the actions you can determine. Yes? So to endure this is hard then for an individual. Yeah, then he tries to take shortcuts. No, it's not the case. You don't have to do that because he wants to do that, what he likes. So that's the difference in the human beings. Where you see that Allah doesn't like this, then he doesn't see that in the world how much loss am I going to incur, how much benefit will I lose. How much will I go backward, so-called, in society? If he learns, if Allah doesn't like this, end of story, then there's no need for me to look at. Allah Ta'ala is not happy with this. So when he does this action, then the next step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly on that human being, Allah Ta'ala says, the next word, which is meme, is muhabbat, the love. Soon as you get Allah's rada, so that's the first message of Ramadan, that when you enter into this month, do those actions that earn my pleasure, Rada. And how does Allah get pleased? How does Allah get pleased? Allah has explained that if in this month you want to benefit, then the first look at the letter Ra, which I have to please Allah, Rada. And how do we please Allah? Allah is pleased. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever I want you to leave, leave it. Yes, so we'll do this. Allah Ta'ala then says, then leave eating meat. We leave it to me. Don't drink water. We won't drink Allah. Don't drink milk. Does anyone dare? We say, this is good though for the body. Why should we leave this? This is halal. But no, it doesn't matter how great and halal they were. All foods are halal. That are normally, Allah says, leave them. Then they become haram at that time. They become haram at that time. So what a great, with the Ra, we get the method how to please Allah. It's not easy, is it? It's not simple. That just do two prostrations and you follow your nafs and desires. But is Allah getting pleased with what I'm doing or not? Allah says, look, let me tell you, Allah's given such an ibadah. Leave food. Yes, then in the morning we want to eat omelette with the paratha. Allah says, no. Don't go to, make meat, cook the meat. No, you can't eat it, Allah says. Chicken, no, Allah says. Kebabs, no, Allah says. Roti, chapati, Allah says, no. Water, you can't drink it, even if there's fire coming out of the ground. But Allah says, no. Okay, Allah, I won't do it. The whole world will force you, you'll say no. We do this, don't we? Even just now. Yes, that even if the nice drinks come in front of us, even if they come from Jannah, they descend. End of story. Even the angels bring that drink this. Will anybody drink them? Nobody will drink them. So this is Iman. This is faith. This is called faith. Iman. And who is strengthening this Iman? Ramadan. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What else has Ramadan come to do? It's come to strengthen our Iman. Ramadan. And many people lose out because their Iman is not strengthened. Rather, they're happy. I left food and in the morning I didn't eat and I ate in the evening and my Ramadan and I prayed Tarawih. No, to please Allah is Ramadan. So leave those things that Allah Ta'ala says, leave. Do this, Allah says, then the rest of your life, Ramadan will be with you. The rest of your life. So this is the sabak, the lesson we need to make strong. Not just leaving food and drink. Make the lesson strong. When you're eating, while you're eating, quickly we eat. We look at the time. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. In other words, Subhanallah. This caution is taqwa. The meaning of this caution is taqwa. That we have to look at our condition at that time, the human being. That one order of Allah, the whole ummah is doing this action. Men, women, children, waking up in the morning, the lights are on in the house, mashallah, food is being cooked. Quickly, everybody get up. They're looking at the time. Looking at the minute's hand. Allah, what's so what if 1 minute goes here or there? No, Allah Ta'ala, not for 1 minute do we want to displease Allah. Not for 1 minute's sake. So this, is this just for a few days we have to practice? Brothers, we said, La ilaha illallah. We have testified, Allah, apart from you, we will not listen to anybody. What a fantastic practice Allah is making us do in this month. How Allah is so great and He is so graceful and merciful. He's given a message to us that if today we want to celebrate Eid when it comes, then celebrate that time that Allah is happy with me. I understood Allah's message during the month. And I've understood that my life has changed now. I will have come back to the earth now. Whatever I learned from Ramadan afterwards, I'll practice that. Doesn't matter what comes. Doesn't matter what comes. Because otherwise we're just empty boxes if we don't understand. It's sad to say. Sad situation that if we don't do mujahid on this ongoing. So first lesson is what? Rada of Allah. Ramadan is based on Allah's happiness. Okay, when a person becomes like this, human being, that Allah Ta'ala is happy with him, then he is a wali Allah. Subhanallah. The people who prostrate lots of times, they're not wali Allahs. The people who go on umrah, they're not wali Allahs. Why are you wasting your money and traveling around and going to do tawaf? Allah Ta'ala says, if I was happy with this, then I swear by Allah, then nobody would be saved in the world. Every human being, your Bolton would be empty now. Everybody would have gone to umrah by now. Everybody, to please Allah, to attain His radha. No. Who can go if he has no money and nothing? Allah has given a simple methodology that whether I'm happy with them or not, those who travel, but with you I'll be happy. That Allah says, lower your eyes, don't commit sin, Allah is happy. No money spent, no traveling, no efforts. That person who's traveled, he hasn't got it, but you've attained it here. What Allah's karam, mercy and blessings. So the measurement gauges we've made, Allah, don't follow nafs, don't follow desires. When you follow your desires, you make yourself happy. I am this, I am that. I like doing these actions. I like doing this worship now. I like this X, Y, Z. Allah says, no, open Allah's diary. Look at the guidance of the mu'min. Allah has given it totally in what? Upon the sunnahs. Subhanallah. The whole day, Allah Ta'ala has decorated with the sunnah. Just like my Nabi Sam said, he used to do this at this time, he used to do this at that time, he liked this at that time. And if a person follows that, then what's happening? Allah Ta'ala is happy at that time. Allah is happy at that time. That's why I stated, أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ. Whoever follows this method, Allah is happy with them. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Subhanallah. Have we seen that how we've made up the deen ourselves, a fake deen? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a fake deen. We've made up. Every man, I'm doing this, I'm a wali Allah, I'm pious, I've achieved this height, I'm a ghawth, I'm a kutab, I do this ibadah, I worship like this, I fast upon fast, qiyam and siyam. Good actions. But Allah Ta'ala isn't happy with this. Allah is happy due to what? that things that I don't like, if I say don't do that, then don't do that. Allah says, that's it. Yes, then you can pray just 5 times salah and that's it. That's enough, and you're grateful to Allah. Don't do dramas. Don't do dramas. One hajj of your life is enough. Accept it. One hajj. How many hajj did you do? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many hajj did he perform? Tell me. One hajj of yours is enough for Allah to accept. Because when Allah becomes pleased, then what is the second thing a person attains? What does Ramadan say? What's the second letter? Meem. With meem is muhabbat-e-ilahi, love of Allah. Meem. For which you are trying hard, you do maraqabah, Allah, Allah, Allah. For which you go to the khanqas, you make effort all your life. A person, he gives his life, efforts. Yes, everything, isn't it? He's given his money, his wealth, everything. A person's ready, prepared. Lalda says, my love comes at that time when? When I'm happy with you. And happy with you at that time when you listen to me and obey me, Allah says. Never will Allah come instead of this. It doesn't matter how many tasbihs you knock together, how much dhikr you do. No muhabbat. No love. We're doing these actions, we use the tasbih, we do dhikr, so that inside us our heart becomes clean and pure, and it starts to please Allah. Yes, we are cleaning the dirt in our hearts, so that our heart can become pure and shiny, so we can start those actions, those amal, due to which our Rabb, our Lord, becomes happy and pleased. Then Allah is happy, subhanAllah. Muhabbat, second letter. Muhabbat comes into the human being. When the muhabbat comes, then does it occur ever? Most of all, a person loves his children, or does he not? His children, most of all with the children, offspring. Will you throw your children into the fire? No. Never will you throw your children into the fire. You may burn yourself, but you will save your child. I don't want to throw my child into the fire. Why? What is it? What's the reason? Say it. Love. Muhabbat. Love. So, if Allah starts to love His servant, then if Allah has given him hunger or poverty, then does Allah Ta'ala give him that condition to give him a difficulty? Tell me. Does Allah want to pester him? Or if somebody is sick, does Allah Ta'ala want to give him sickness so that he's distressed and he's heartbroken? Or if his conditions go up and down, does Allah Ta'ala want to pester? That there were more than 100,000 Sahaba, noble companions. Was Allah Ta'ala pestering them throughout their lives? Allah Ta'ala says, the person who I love the most, the people I love the most, that servant, I save him from the dunya so much, just like the sick person, he is saved from the things that affect him. SubhanAllah, from this dunya. This dunya, you know, people think they're high, glory, money, houses. This is not Allah Ta'ala's proof that Allah is happy with that person. No, you cannot use that as the proof. Allah Ta'ala says, I save the person from the dunya. And how does Allah save a person from dunya? Not that Allah bestows him or gives him wealth upon wealth, etc. Allah says that the meaning is that from his heart, I take the importance of the dunya out of his heart. Yes, that even if he's got millions in front of him, but he won't disobey Allah. This is the dislike of the dunya. Yes, do you understand dislike of dunya? This is dislike of the dunya. That even if millions of rupees come, but he doesn't disobey Allah. He says, take this away, please. I don't need this. Why? Because he has attained the love of Allah and he started to love Allah. And it's saving him from the dunya. So the love of dunya has come out of his heart. So, rada, Allah's rada, then you get Allah's love. And when these things come on the human beings, then that human being is not far from Allah. Rather, more through the difficulties and issues, he gets closer to Allah. The more the mother hits the child or tells of the child, the more the child runs back and hugs the mother. Experience this. The more the mother says, go back, go back. The child will run on top of the mother and make, and he will insist. And when she slaps him more, then he'll insist more and go more into the lap of the mother. So Allah Ta'ala, He loves His servant, the human being. So when they understand, those who have love for Allah, then more they get closer to Allah. More they ask from Allah. More du'as they do to Allah. More closer they go to Allah. More they beg Allah. Allah, this is not happening for me, Allah. And those who have nifaq and hypocrisy and don't have love of Allah and Allah is far from them, then they start complaining, this, why isn't this happening for me? Why did this happen? He's okay, why not me? And their heart is always complaining, fussing, I'm unhappy, I'm down, there's nobody to help me. SubhanAllah. If Allah Ta'ala loves somebody, will he be alone? Can he be alone or she be alone if Allah Ta'ala loves that person? Allah Ta'ala says, that believer says, I have no one assistance is needed now because my Rabb is close to me. Subhanallah. And he enjoys it. That my Rabb, he's close to me than my jugular vein, aqrabu man urid. That closer than my jugular vein, Allah is close, and he feels that, and he has love for Allah. Where does that person attain that love? In Ramadan, in this month of Ramadan. So Ramadan, such a name. Ra, rada, for Allah's pleasure. Secondly, meem, Allah's muhabbat, love. Subhanallah. Then, daad comes third. Ramadan, daad. What does this give us? Daad, if a person has Allah's love, Allah's rada, then Allah Ta'ala says that how can it be that I love you? So, Allah Ta'ala says that will I send you into Jannah? Allah says, Zamanat, I guarantee that Jannah is for you. Daad. Allah says, I guarantee that Jannah is for you, paradise. Every person of Iman, Allah Ta'ala gives the good news to that person. Every person with Iman, Allah has given the good news. Zamanat, Allah says, that I'm giving you Zamanat, that I'm giving you the good news. You are Jannati on every action. When you break the fast, Jannati. Wake up in the morning, Jannati. Suhoor time, Jannati. Subhanallah. He doesn't drink water, Jannati. And he lowers his gaze, saves his eyes from evil gaze, Jannati. Controls his tongue from wrong, Jannati. And not just Jannati, but every Jannati good news, that another Jannah he gets, double. Top of that, bonus. Brothers, when you close your eyes, then you will see, alhamdulillah, the person who passed Ramadan in the right way like this, what he has earned and the reward he's attained. That's why Rasulullah said, you don't understand. 2 months in advance, he did dua, Allah, give me the life so I can see Ramadan. So I can see Ramadan. The biggest loss for a human being is that before Ramadan, he departs from this world. This is the selection of Allah. It's his decision. But this is what's been taught to us. Do dua. Allah shows you. You attain and you get into Ramadan. And the people who get into Ramadan, for them, the biggest unfortunate, a wretched person, and in this world and thereafter, they attain Ramadan. But they were losers. They lost out from Allah's rahmah, mercy. Amazing. That they couldn't attain Allah's rada. They couldn't attain Allah's muhabbat, love. They were running after dunya. And they didn't listen to Allah's hukam. So this is a big learning, my friends, a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us. Big, big ni'mah. Allah's zamanat, good news, guarantee. What a great, great guarantee. Can anyone reject that? Can anyone reject that Jannah is there? After that, subhanallah, alif comes. What is alif? Allah. Allah comes in between. Alif for Allah. After Jannah, immediately Allah says, Allah. His name. What is Allah? What does it mean? I won't leave you on your own in Jannah. For Allah, you did the things, you heard things, you kept on asking Allah. So inside you, this flame, this burning desire came that you want to see Allah. Sometimes it happens that you love somebody else, and if you can't see him, then you have that strong desire to see that person that you love, isn't it? Normally in the world, for example, a man when he loves a woman and he gets married, he says, at least show me the picture before marriage, I want to see what she looks like, isn't it? The man says this. So that's jais. That person, if he has love, then he looks that, oh, he's going to, my mahbub's going to walk past here. He's going to pass by here. I'll see how the style, how he walks. Or let me see the path that he at least went through. Yes, that's that majnu, the ishq that he had. That, okay, he's gone this way. Let me see that, okay, on this soil he walked. Wallahi, that person starts to love that soil. That today when I go to Pakistan, haha, where Hazrat Sahib used to walk past that route, wherever Hazrat Sahib used to walk, wallahi, I go and sit there and I do maraqaba on that path. Subhanallah. And if it was jais, then I would do sajda there. Subhanallah. So if it was jais, so much love a person has. When you love your yar and then you are distant, how can it be you're distant from the person you love? So it's in nafaq, so much we talk a lot of rubbish from our mouths, but we're not that. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Yeah, even on the truth, say subhanallah sometimes. Say. Yeah? So what I'm trying to say here is that change ourselves. We should change ourselves. Change ourselves. Time is short in life. How many days are left? Which fast is it? Is it the 13th or is it the 12th fast? How many? Tell me. How Ramadan is passed? I said to you, didn't I? The first 10 days, what are they? The first 10 days? The first day, they go slowly, person struggling. Second day, Ramadan, then he starts to move. First day is slow, gradual. Second day, the first 10 days, second ashra starts to move. Third ashra, he puts the wings on, flies away. Ramadan. We don't even realize that Ramadan is gone. So if you want to do it now. If we do these actions now, subhanAllah, Allah will give all of these things to us. All of the, so will we make niyyah, intention? Inshallah. Whatever we'll do is for Allah's rada. All the biggest sacrifices we'll give Allah. Say loudly, inshallah. Inshallah. Allah is happy. Allah's love. Then Allah says, when Allah's love comes, then I'm your Rabb, your Lord. I'm your Lord. And you can't stay behind the veil. Allah says, you won't even want to be behind the veil. You won't like Jannah. You won't like the hoors. You won't like the palaces. The ashik, the lover, when he has ishq and love, then you can show him anything. He says, no, I want that thing who I love. Subhanallah. You say, no, oh, her nose is crooked. Oh, no, look at the model I'm showing to you. He says, no, I want that what I like. Subhanallah. So, are you mad? What are you running after? Is your brain cells are not correct? Look, we'll give you something better. He says, no, I want what I like. The ashik. The person who has the love. The small examples I give to you. Not like the ulama, big examples. Just small examples, simple examples I give to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So then when the person will go to Jannah, the Jannatis won't be enjoying themselves in paradise. They won't enjoy, they'll be waiting. They'll be waiting. Still there's the veil, the barrier. SubhanAllah, dua, remember of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua that he's taught to us, that ask Allah dua, Allah, give us the love, the burning desire to see our Lord. Why? What does this mean? That everything, what a beautiful dua. That when a person has the desire, burning desire to see Allah, will he be a munafiq, that person? Will he disobey Allah? Will he break Allah's orders and instructions? Will he pass Ramadan without benefit? No, because he has that flame, that ember inside him for Allah Ta'ala's to sight. So then understand, he's left everything. One burning desire for Allah Ta'ala's love. Then that person is a mu'min. The whole deen comes towards that person. Yes? So this dua, what duas there are in great hikmas and wisdoms behind these duas. Is this a dua that we do in which, for example, that we don't have we have the desire for Allah's love. We don't pay attention to this dua, what it means. That Allah, give me this, give me that, give me this. Ask for this, for the burning desire for Allah's love, then everything comes into that dua. Everything you'll attain through this one dua. So whatever the Holy Prophet, whatever dua came onto his blessed tongue, then take that dua and keep repeating, Allah, give me this, give me this, give me this. And every dua you get, everything. Everything. Yes, you'll see the love of Allah, but the love of Allah won't be empty-handed. It will bring everything for you. So the dunya, person who has dunya, Allah says, I'm Allah, you spend life like this. Allah says, I know you don't like Jannah, and I made you struggle, I sent you to Jannah, you got the hoors and the rabuts, such sights that we cannot imagine or think about what will be in Ramadan. But Allah says, you are unique, ashik, you're not looking at anything that I've given to you in Ramadan. Okay, fine, Allah says, I've prepared for you. Today, Allah, you will see your Lord. Allah will allow you. Then those hadith, when I share them with you, they are at a different level. What will be the sight of Allah? Who will see this? Due to what? That I'm doing tarjama of which word in front of you? The translation? Ramadan. He who passes Ramadan correctly. Guarantee, Allah says, whoever passes Ramadan like this, to him is stated in hadith, he has passed Ramadan with salamat. Which Ramadan? Salamat Ramadan he's passed. With salamat, ease and peace, he's passed Ramadan. With what? Free from what? With what? From Allah's displeasure. And how is Allah Ta'ala unhappy that he didn't do any action? Allah Ta'ala ordered us, don't do it, and we did it. Everything we did, well, Allah Ta'ala said, leave, we left it. So whoever passes Ramadan like this, then his Ramadan is the Ramadan of salamat. Allah says, you've passed one Ramadan like this, yes? Allah Ta'ala says that your whole year I will make the year of salamat, of prosperity and peace and ease. Person can make mistakes, that lower your gaze, lower your eyes, control your tongue and control your anger, suppress your anger, control your habits in Ramadan, And don't just run after reciting the complete Quran or Qurans. Pay more attention to these points I'm making. That look at the evil actions and look at the goodness that will make your Ramadan good. So when you practice this and work hard on these points, then do ibadah, read as much Quran as you want, then Nur ala Nur will come. Nawafil, pray as much as you want, Nur ala Nur. First is this, Qabool, everything's accepted after that. But if you don't leave the sin, leave wrong, then it's upside down. Just like I said in Hadith, then it's just, you're just hungry and thirsty and don't attain nothing else from Ramadan. Nothing else. Big message. If you stay like this, then the rest of your life will be salamat and you'll depart this world with salamat. But if you waste time, obey your nafs and desires, think Ramadan is just, pray Taraweeh and do this and that, worship and congratulate each other, then Allah says, this life is a wasteful life. This is not the life of salamat, it's the life of deceit. Deceit. So Allah's sight is for those people in the paradise. Whoever Allah is happy with, Allah final reward will give. What is that? Allah's didari ilahi, the sight of Allah. And after sight of Allah, then who will be awake after that? Tell me. Who will have consciousness? Who will have the consciousness? Amazing hadith with regards to the sight of Allah, the feeling, the emotion, mashallah. That what will be that the scene at that time? Who will attain this? Those in their life, they live the life just like they did in Ramadan correctly. What's the final letter? Noon. Noon. Jannah and Noon. You know, An-Nar. So with Noor is An-Nar. Allah Ta'ala says, I came in between. Jannah I can give to you. So forget now. Allah says, forget now. Hellfire. Hellfire is cold for you. You have no connection with hellfire. Allah says, I've forgiven you. I've forgiven you. Every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the human being. Every moment, every second Allah forgives the human being. Every second Allah forgives the human being. Ramadan is full of barakat and blessings. So my brothers, this is the meaning of this word of Ramadan that we're passing through. Let's pray to Allah, do dua, that in this message of Ramadan we understand it. That we need to attain Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure. We need to attain Allah's muhabbat, His love. And in the hereafter, we need to see Allah, attain Allah's sight. We need to make Jannah our destination. And we need to be free from hellfire, an-nar. This is the meaning of Ramadan, isn't it? This is it, isn't it? The summary. So all of these things, to attain these, to get these, we need to do one action. Look, Ramadan is telling us this. All of this that we've discussed, the root of all ibadah, the foundation of all ibadah, everything that I've told you, to attain all of this, you have to do just one thing. You have the need for one thing. Just one thing. What is that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Subhanallah. Taqwa is what is needed. Taqwa is the biggest learning here. Whoever has purity inside himself, tazkiyah, cleanliness. That's why people run to a wali Allah's company. The people who have understanding and wisdom, they run towards Allah. They run towards Allah. Because that's what we'll get. The whole deen will get from there. The whole deen will get from there. Tazkiyah. After tazkiyah, what is the result of tazkiyah? Taqwa. Taqwa is the result of tazkiyah. Ramadan is giving us taqwa. Sheikh gives taqwa. Teacher gives taqwa. Has it ever occurred with a murid, a student, has he ever been satisfied that if he doesn't obey his teacher, all the words that of the teacher, what he says to do tazkiyah, how can that sheikh be satisfied and happy with that student? Never will he be if he doesn't listen. The weakness is there in the connection. Always those students develop when they have an understanding with the teacher, compatibility. Goodness. Look, for example, that house will always have prosperity where the husband and the wife have a good understanding. Don't look at the faces before the wedding of the woman. Look at the understanding. If she is deendar, you are deendar, she is deendar. Is she following deen? If you are following deen, then she is following the deen. Then don't look at her nose and her ears and face. Say, I accept her. I accept her. Based on her deen. Because I will develop the understanding. When I go zikr, she will be happy. Subhanallah. When I come back from zikr, she will make food for me, ready for me. Subhanallah. When I wake up in the night for tahajjud and I go on a tour with my sheikh, subhanallah, then she will make my clothes ready for me. She will iron my clothes for me. And if I am lazy in doing dhikr, then she will shove me and push me. Why are you not going to the majlis? Dhikr, there will be such women in the world. Yes, for sure. Yes. And mashallah, the hoors of Jannah can't even equate to the dust on the heels of these women that I'm telling you about. When they see that the child's wearing the imama, they'll say, Subhanallah, my child, you're wearing the imama. And if the child keeps the beard, then she will kiss the face of my son. The son that you have revived, the sunnah of my Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother will say. When she sees her husband, that she won't look at money in the pocket, that did he bring something home? She'll look at her face and she'll smile, that Subhanallah. You've come back from Umrah, you've come back from Hajj, you've brought barakat back for our home. You've come back from dhikr in the morning. What great light you've brought to my home, says the woman. Such rahmas you've brought to our house. Then the man should be like this as well, for having a woman like this. But unfortunately, a person, what woman do we run after? Such a man that the women find, the sisters today look, oh, he's got a good job, a good career, high post. You know, when we look for the partner for our children, we look at the pockets, the money, the wealth. Such a husband I want, the sister says, that he works, and the husband says, she should work as well with me, the wife, subhanallah. Then who will look after the kids? The neighbors? And who will teach the deen to the kids? The neighbors? 90% of our society today is like this, my brothers. Every man likes that woman who's got a job and a career. She earns wherever she earns from. Bring the money. Make sure you bring the money home. Two jobs, bring the money home to the woman. And the woman says he needs to have money in the pocket as well before him. And then we say, Ramadan's come, let's keep the fast, subhanAllah. What a Ramadan. What a Ramadan. What fast, my brothers? What fast are we keeping nowadays? Let's look at our brain cells first, our mindset, our ideologies. What was I saying? Where the husband and the wife have a good understanding, then, mashallah, tayyibun tayyibat, what is that verse in the Quran? Yes, khabis, khabisat. That's what happens then, innit? Allah Ta'ala says that's the compensation, the reward you'll get. Payback. This is the situation with the sheikh as well. Sheikh, if you have understanding with your sheikh, then you'll have the benefit or not, tell me. Benefit or not. If the sheikh says to you right, you say no left, I love my sheikh. Yes, I'm an ashik of my sheikh. He says right and I say left. And I will die for him. And I have ishq and I'll do this. But we have no understanding between the husband and the wife. This is the spiritual husband and wife. The sheikh and the murid. Just like the wife is happy, subhanAllah, we've seen the husband. The murid is happy when he sees his sheikh. Just like the wife, when she presses the leg of the husband, he's tired. The same way the murid, he does the same for the sheikh. Just like the wife, she says, serves her husband. The same way the murid is happy when he serves his sheikh. Khidmat of the sheikh. Unique examples I'm giving to you. Why? Because that nikah is taking place and this nikah is also taking place. A contract. The Mulana Sahib read the nikah and he himself read the contract. He put the hand into the hand of the sheikh and recited the kalima. That's the bond. Mulana Sahib, when he recites the kalima at the nikah time, he meets the husband of the wife. When he puts the hand into the hand of the sheikh, the student, then he introduces the student to Allah. Subhanallah. Imagine the difference. So whose relationship should be stronger? Tell me. Say loudly. You say Subhanallah. The sheikh with the student. This is what we should do. That's what I'm telling you. If you don't have it, then do it. Then why are you playing games? Why are you wasting your life? Why are you running after waswasa? Whispering of shaitan. Why are you falling into the traps of shaitan? No, he's a small sheikh. I want a big sheikh who's widely acclaimed. Subhanallah. Why? Who are you to differentiate between big and small? When Allah gives to you a sheikh, be happy with that sheikh. Be content with the sheikh. Allah says, I'll give you also what you want on top of that. I'll give to you. If you're not happy, content, and you keep on looking and finding, and you'll lose the sheikh that I gave to you. Allah says, even that sheikh, you will lose him. And you will run around. Eventually, you will get what I gave to you. Allah said, you will find that what I gave to you. Hadith Qudsi. This is. Whatever Allah gives to you, be happy and content and peace, at peace with that. That this is what Allah has given to me. Now I need to work on this. I need to develop my love with my sheikh. I need to distance myself with the waswasas. I need to serve my teacher. I need to attain the nearness to my Rabb, the message of Ramadan I've got. I have to please Allah. I need to attain the love of Allah. I need to do tawbah from the sins. And I need to attain paradise. And I need to make hellfire far from me. And I need to see Allah. Yes. And what's the resource Allah has given? Your sheikh, your teacher. And you need to take from the teacher the learning. Just like the whole of Ramadan, Allah sealed Ramadan in what? In taqwa. Taqwa, Allah sealed Ramadan. Everything, Allah says, the radam, Allah's muhabbat, everything we'll get through one thing, taqwa. Taqwa. And what is taqwa? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever order He gives, we keep on obeying that order. Whatever Allah says, leave, keep on leaving. Leave food, leave drink. Whatever Allah says, this is halal, why are you leaving? No. Whatever Allah says, we've left everything and we're happy. And we're happy. We're happy, all of us. Whatever Allah ta'ala said, no, I'm unhappy. Allah said, do this, I want to drink milk, I can't drink milk. I want to, no. Everybody's happy, radha. Look how great a point this Allah has given us. Barakah Ramadan. Allah is making us practice the deen, the principle of the deen. So stay happy with Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, be happy with that. So what are we? Allah Ta'ala says, connect your heart to me. Just like you meet your heart with the wife, your house is happy. So with your shaykh, when you meet your heart with the wife, your house is happy. When you meet your, connect your heart to the shaykh, then your heart will be happy. When your heart is happy, when your heart is content, what will happen then? Subhanallah. Then Allah's tajalliyat, His magnificence will descend into your heart. That's why Allah Ta'ala created the halal. Allah said, you won't find me anywhere. You won't find me in the whole world, you won't find me anywhere. Where you'll find me, Allah says, you will attain me, my nearness in the heart of the mu'min. Okay, so today was the lesson I gave you of tasawwuf in the light of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice this. Ameen. And inshallah, the words we've heard, it's not for hearing, it's for doing. Whatever we feel that we're lacking from these words of today, my bayans, keep on listening afterwards as well. Yes, don't look at YouTube, listen to my bayans. Don't look at YouTube, listen to my bayans. Inshallah, you get the great message. Don't waste your time in life on stupid, wasteful things. Even if 10 times you've heard this bayan, I guarantee you, every time you hear it again, you'll get a new message. Many people have heard, Hazrat Sahab, I was upset, I was down, I didn't know what to do, but you gave me the message and I have succeeded by listening to your message. It's not me, it's not me, it's Allah who loves you. He's telling you these messages. Yes, I'm telling you this guarantee I give to you right now from Allah. I say, all the people sitting here, the words I give you today, thousands of people will have attained this message. Thousands. The yar, we've heard, we thought this, but we learned this. Oh, I had this distress, but I've got the solution from the bayan. So this is the love. This is the sign of Allah's love. Allah says, you've come for me, then I've come for you, Allah says. I give you the message. So this majlis, should we come to this gathering? Is this just for Ramadan, this majlis? No. Don't leave this majlis, okay? Recite the Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حزننا وجدنا خطأنا عمدنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسفت وما تعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا جنة نجاة من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله ونسلك جنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ تمام بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں ان کے والد پاکستان میں بیمار ہیں بہت ہی اچھے آدمی ہمارے سلسلے سے بھی تعلق ہے ان کا کافی بیمار ہیں ان کی دعا فرمائے اللہ ان کو صحت کاملہ آج نصیب فرمائے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ